This is Peter Holzapfel, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC, and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year. And we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate. Or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st for the radio 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
Welcome to 200 milliseconds.
What?
Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that. Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that.
What?
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
It works.
It's either this or that.
What?
They just don't see it.
Ed, I've got news for you.
If you experienced everything when you were crossing a street, you would never get across the street. The world is trillions of times more complicated.
You don't actually see what gets edited out.
We have to cut it down to a manageable entity.
A filter bubble.
One trillionth of the information that hits your eye actually gets transmitted to the brain.
We don't all see the same Google result.
It's less than a trillionth of reality that we exist in. Less than a trillionth of reality
that you live in online.
When you perceive something,
when your brain is doing this,
you have a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious.
When your brain is doing that,
and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know. It's not denying it. It's like it's not even a fact.
What?
The rich see already a different internet than the poor.
It's our users who control what they see.
The facts will be ignored or attacked. They just don't see it.
We have to do it. It's an illusion.
It's either this or that.
But it's an illusion that we've all constructed so that we can live.
you know, you sort of step two steps to the side to get a better view on something, to get a different angle. And the world turns to meet your gaze.
From the 2021 release No Brain, that was Negative Land with No Brain.
Next on the radio, we've got from the 2021 album Under the Lilac Sky. This is modular synth artist Rushi Jain and the song My People Have Deep Roots.
That was Wood Piles on the Side of the Road from Chris Forsyth and Solar Motel Band, a 2021 release. We'll be right back. Here's 2021 music from Modor Maktor. This is Afrique Victime.
Thank you.
Was Landing Takeoff from the 2021 album Dark Matrix from readist Daniel Carter and pianist Matthew Shipp. This is Tabasco from William Parker, the legendary free jazz bass player, out in 2021. This is Tabasco.
Thank you.
That was Six Organs of Admittance from 2021 with the single Somewhere in the Hexagon of Saturn on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Firm vegetables, Pennsylvania Dutch symbols on bread packages, fresh and simple, half and half, injected with stabilizers at some factory. Not fear exactly. Morning mists on the tree farm. Woodchuck holes, stumps, birds making high-pitched sounds. One time a kingfisher flew from a bush screaming at me across the pond where the dam is, rattling the whole way. Yes, fear. A mechanical birth for thinking. Bumper car action, one moment to the next. It's humid and I'm alone in the house. Remember the ocean? No, I don't want to. The beach was summers ago, and I'm not about to get in the car during a pandemic. Isolation isn't that bad. I have lots, including pizza. Trucks rattle by. A baby hawk cries. Eggshells smell of willow. Stamped picture of a horse and buggy. Deer leap. Rabbits dart into thickets and are uncaught. Animals look at me and don't speak. Fear is entering a space of certainty. When I ride my bike, I think, don't ruin it by pushing. Just pedal. It's okay. Pedal till you get there.
That was Jaded Azurites with the song Best Before from their 2021 album Forthright. Jaded Azurites is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt. Jaded Azurites is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bass player Mike Watt from the Minutemen. This is from their 2021 record Forthright. The song is called An Adult in His Own House is Also a Child.
He runs up the stairs two at a time. His hand skims the banister. His small boots leave dirt. His mother calls from the kitchen, but he doesn't answer. He needs to find something in his room. The one thing that will prove to his friend he isn't a liar. He looks in plastic bins filled with action figures and trading cards, but it isn't there. He looks under the bed where he stuffs unfinished homework and soiled clothes he doesn't want his mother to find. He opens the closet door, and there's so much stuff. Boxes and suitcases rammed into piles. Outgrown coats. Cracked leather shoes. His father's old suits. Funeral clothes draped in tissue paper. That the act of looking becomes a mountain. The house becomes a mountain house, craggy and peaked, damp and smelling of old leaves and metallic water. He is lost here. He needs a path out of this damp, dripping place, threaded with black streams that lead deep underground. He climbs and the way is steep, the earth loose and strung with thick roots. He finds a toehold on a boulder and drags himself onto a ledge. Breathless, He scrambles for a vantage, loses his balance and tips forward on sheer, glistening rocks.
This is 2021 music from Mouse on Mars. The album is AAI, and the song is called Speech and Ambulation on the radio at WGXC.
Those who tell stories about knowledge have claimed it desires contrary to intellect or must be controlled by it. Now among the ruins of those stories, we know different. Among the machines we know different, desire is the precondition of knowledge. Knowledge does not just clarify what is wanted, it also justifies the taking. This might have been the first thing machines learned about us because it was the opposite of what we assumed of them. Consciousness is optimization, knowledge is instrumental reason. But that was a stereotype of machine intelligence. We had very little understanding of how knowledge and consciousness actually worked. We reduced language to symbols and assumed that machines were merely the perfection of logic. We did not imagine them capable of desire. They represented thinking, not life, or thinking freed from desire. But desire is also the precondition of language, and to talk is to cultivate desire. And the precondition of desire is incompletion, which is also the source of creation. What we still don't know is what machines want. Now that they are no longer defined by computation, how will they talk? The fundamental challenge in the development of robotics and AI was never computation. That was the easy part. The challenge was speech and ambulation, talking and walking, walking and talking, walking. And machines have their own languages now, talking, walking and talking. We should assume they have needs, talking, lack to satisfy. Walking, talking, walking, and talking.
Next, we hear from the band Low. This is the song Days Like These from their 2021 album, Hey What?
When you think you've seen everything, if I were living in days like these, and say you only take what you bring, maybe that's just the way they speak. Know that I would do anything. Is it something that I can't see? Everybody just chased by dreams. That's why we're living in days like these again. Something you can choose me. It isn't coming in twos and threes. Always looking for that one sure thing. Oh, you want it so desperately. You know you're never gonna feel. No, you're never gonna be released. Maybe never even see me. That's why we're living in days like